Join the conversation
on the Cape Talk app, online and across the Cape on 567 AM.
You're with Cape Talk.
It's 27 minutes now to 9 o'clock this Youth Day, and I've been looking forward to this interview for the whole morning. 24-year-old Ugandan inventor has won the Africa Prize for Engineering after creating a bloodless malaria test. Brian Gitta is the first Ugandan to win the prize and the youngest winner to date. Malaria, as you know, is the leading cause of death in Uganda. Doctors took 4 blood tests to find the parasite when Gitta contracted it. He developed matibabu, which means treatment in Swahili. It involves shining a red beam on a patient's finger. This identifies malaria symptoms and sends the result to the patient's mobile phone, and it does not require a medical specialist to operate it. Well, the Royal Academy for Engineering's Africa Prize awards young African innovators using their skills to find solutions to the challenges facing their communities, with a cash prize of the equivalent of 450,000 rand to support their work. Joining me this morning is Maurice Atwine, who is the co-founder of the Matibabu testing platform. He joins us on the line now from Kampala in Uganda. Maurice, a very good morning and a hearty congratulations to you and your colleague, Brian Gitta, on this incredible prize.
A very good morning to you and all listeners. Thank you, of course, upon the congratulations.
I suppose expand a bit more, if you can, how the apparatus works, how you'll be able to identify the symptoms that are related to malaria without having to draw blood.
So for starters, Matibabu is just a Swahili word that means medical center. So we keep it to the patient's finger and then we shine a red beam of light into the skin. So from there, we're able to detect changes in the shape, color, and concentration of red blood cells, all of which are affected by malaria. So maybe to add more on that, when a person is infected with malaria, they have parasites in their blood. So just like any other parasite, that means it can be able to feed, it can be able to breathe and produce waste. And one of them is magnetic, so it is called hemozine. So the magnetic in the device, which we use in the device, picks up on the magnet in the person's blood and then beams the results back to the computer or the smartphone, so we can be able to give you the results in maximum 60 seconds.
And it does this with, I would imagine, 100%, if not that, at least near 100% accuracy, right?
So we are now at an accuracy of 80% with our fourth generation of prototype, and we are heading into our next phase of clinical trials, which is going to happen in July. And we're planning to have these clinical trials they will run for about 2 months. So from there, we shall be able to post new empirical results.
And is that what you're going to be using?
80%.
Is that what you're going to be using the prize money that you picked up from the Royal Academy for Engineering's Africa Prize Award last night? That money is going to go into the next phase of your development of the product?
Yeah, sure. So that money will go into the development of the next product, which will be based on the results that we shall get from our next phase of clinical trial.
Maurice, is this a product that you're hoping to develop quite cheaply, as in the actual apparatus is not going to take it won't cost too much money to obviously be distributed widely across Africa and the regions that are affected by malaria?
Yeah, sure. That's actually an interesting question. So if you look at one of our main competitors, I could say like microscopy, it goes for about $400. But our device, Matibabu, based on our customer survey, because our first customers, looking at our entry market model, are hospitals and these local clinical settings. So we are looking at $100, because that's the price that most of these small clinics are willing to offer. So we think if we position it at $100, then it will be good for us. And maybe to add more to that, we're using two models. So one is a clinic could not be able to purchase that device at once, but then we can give them at a subscription model. So the subscription model is also two-way, where they can pay per pay per use, whereby when you diagnose someone, we can share the cost, or you'll be paying certain amount of fee every month to when a reduced balance is done.
It's certainly a game changer in the fight against malaria, no doubt. Congratulations once again to you, Morris Atwine, the co-founder of Matibabu. His co-founder, Brian Gitter, picking up the Africa Prize for Engineering that is handed out by the Royal Academy for Engineering. That's a 450,000 rand cash prize that is there to support their work. We will be sharing a link to their website, matibabu.thinkitlimited.com, on our social media platforms in a moment or two. 16 shortlisted Africa Prize entrants from 7 countries in sub-Saharan Africa received 6 months training and mentoring during which they learned to develop business plans and market their innovations. The group received coaching on communicating effectively, focusing on customers and approaching investors with confidence. The prize provides a unique package of support, including funding, comprehensive business training, bespoke mentoring and access to the Royal Academy of Engineering's network of high-profile experienced engineers and experts and their networks. And from the conversation I had with Morris Atwine, this is something that is really, really going to realize a difference in the fight against malaria. Congratulations once again to both gentlemen on this auspicious prize.